In the past few years, more responsibility has been placed by regulators on the investment community to ensure that shares, which they're processing into electronic deposits, are validly issued. And by investment community, I mean broker-dealers, clearing personnel, and so forth. Now, the creation of a chill by the DTC is not necessarily an accusation of anything. It's actually more of a question by the DTC that's posed by them to a company as to whether documentation can be supplied to validate the existence of stock. This is typically prompted by an increase in the outstanding shares presented for deposit that is higher than historical norms for that particular issue. So it sounds easy to merely supply documentation to validate the existence of the stock, but the DTC had not until recently had a clear-cut method to address the matter. The imposition of chills was not accompanied by the introduction of a formal process to provide this satisfaction. So accordingly, each instance of a company addressing the questions was handled somewhat individually by the affected companies and the DTC itself. And relatively recent findings by the Securities and Exchange Commission have actually been helpful to companies by confirming, in principle, that a right of process should be formalized by the DTC. So Winning Brands has been actually seeking engagement with the DTC on this matter for over a year, and finally did receive confirmation in September that our file had been opened. And at that time, and actually for the first time, it was made clear what information was actually requested. So on our end, a 37-section presentation had been researched and completed, consisting of meticulous records, which in our opinion, of course, but also in the opinion of qualified counsel, make clear that all is in good order on our end. The statements that I have made earlier describing the matter as an administrative issue rather than a legal one have been misconstrued to imply that I said it would be easy. That is certainly not the case. It's time-consuming and detailed, but basically administrative in nature rather than legal at this stage. So where it stands presently is that pursuant to the submission of an overview to the DTC that was done within the time frame that they provided, we've now been invited to provide the physical presentation, in binders, and that's being prepared for submission now. Now, there's no guarantee whatsoever as to the outcome. However, a number of firms have had their chills removed since the appeals process has been made more clear. Winning Brands is not relying upon this process, by the way. And the only avenue to restore its normal training is not the best way of describing this process. It is the, let's say, preliminary administrative approach to the matter. If Winning Brands could move forward with its aspiration to register with the SEC by way of, let's say, a Form 10 that has been under consideration for some time, and if, as part and parcel of this, we were to continue our elevation in the OTC tiers upward, then this too would be a technical solution. I ultimately remain confident that WNBD will, one way or another, be restored to normal trading eventually. This can't be promised, however. But it's an operating assumption for planning purposes that we make in management, at least. So, thanks for the opportunity of clarifying that for you.